I'm Rabbi Shlomo Siegel. Please share these podcasts so that we can disseminate our message more efficiently. You can find them on our webpage at kehilatmoshe.org and on our Facebook and Twitter feeds. We can learn a thing or two from the ass, otherwise referred to as a donkey or a mule, which brings me to this week's Torah portion called Balak. Balak is the king of the Moabites, and he is afraid of the Jewish people. He sees them as an imminent threat. So he devises a plan. He recruits the non-Jewish prophet Balaam to curse the Jewish people and weaken them. Balaam saddles his donkey and rides to a place where he can look directly down upon the Jews and curse them. As they traveled, God sent an angel with a sword to get in their way. The donkey sees the angel in the path, but Balaam does not. The donkey turns to the side of the road. Unable to comprehend any reason for the donkey's behavior, Balaam becomes furious and brutally beats the animal. Despite Balaam's rage, the loyal ass continues to bear the burden and still carries Balaam on its back. The Torah tells us that eventually the Spirit of God came upon Balaam and he blessed the Jewish people with the famous words we say when entering a synagogue. Ma tovu ohalecha Yaakov mishkinotecha Yisrael. How goodly are thy tents, O Jacob, thy dwellings, O Israel. A relevant message is embedded in this narrative. We live in an era in which we grant to ourselves exceptional importance. Therefore, many of us choose to align ourselves with those we believe to be of equal intellect or status and eschew those we think are quote-unquote less than. Oftentimes, however, our judgment is lacking, and as a result, we may miss the opportunity to gain new insight and perspective from someone we might never hang out with because we and or society consider that person to be inferior. Many years ago, I used to visit someone who was totally blind. The person once remarked to me that it was so nice that I always had a smile on my face at every visit. I said, "Yes, that's true, but how would you know that?" The person replied, "Because I hear the bubbles dancing around your lips." I found it fascinating that a person with no eyesight at all was able to see a lot more profoundly than those of us who are fortunate enough to have healthy vision. How often do we appreciate or even notice a good gesture extended to us? The prophet Zechariah foretells that the Messiah will be a modest man riding on a donkey. It will not be a person of extraordinary stature driving a Rolls Royce or a Lamborghini. Perhaps this vision is intended to teach us that we need to value all of God's creatures, for each one serves as a vehicle for an important task. This applies to people who we or society might consider unimportant or even inferior in some way. It also applies to animals. Our sages teach us, if the Torah had not been given, we would have learned the value of modesty from the cat, honesty from the ant, chastity from the dove, and good manners from the rooster who first coaxes, then mates. And what makes the ass so great, you might ask? Among all of the animals, only the donkey is said to have seen the angel of God. Thank you for listening to Siegel's Sentiments.